Hey y'all, sorry about the audio quality. I'm in LA and I forgot my fucking microphone on my computer, so forgive me for the iPhone regalia. Just checking in, doing a little rant. It's been a minute. Sorry, I've been lazy with the pod. I've just been lazy boy. I've been saying that for months. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. What was I gonna fucking say? Oh man, I hit record. Oh shit, I had something so good. What was I gonna say? What's wrong with me? All right, I'll start rambling and see what comes up. Okay, news update. Narcissistic me gonna talk about myself as if anyone cares. Shooting a movie with, I get to work with Diane Keaton on a movie, which I'm really excited about because she's one of the best actors of all time, and it's politically correct to say actor for a female. It used to be actress, not unlike calling a flight attendant a stewardess. It's politically incorrect. You can't say shit no more. I'm so tired of it. Anyway, what the fuck was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I still don't remember. This is a great episode so far, huh? I was gonna say, okay, so I just did this rant on my Instagram about making plans and having a purpose. Not, you know, I don't want this to be the spiritual podcast, but this shit I think about. I was gonna say, let me get back to that. Will you guys remind me to get back to the fake shaman shit? Are you guys having a hard time acclimating back into socializing with the world and society and just, I've been spending so much time alone out in Joshua Tree that I can't be around people, and I'm freaking the fuck out. Everybody annoys me. Everyone's exhausting. I think it's a combination of my solitude and everybody being pent up for so long that now that people are starting to hang out because we're turning the corner, people are getting vaccinated. I'm pro-vax. And it's starting to open up again. So people are starting to come back out of their hole. And I am freaking out because it's mentally unhealthy to spend so much time in solitude. I think it's a good balance. I think it's good to be alone, but I'm spending way too much time alone in the middle of the desert. And I'm a very much a city guy my whole life, and I'm freaking the fuck out by being around. Did I talk about this shit, man? God damn it. Anyway, I'm just having a hard time integrating back into society and socializing. I drove all the way out. I probably told this story. Anyway, I drove all the way out to LA a couple weeks ago. My friend's like, dude, you got to get out of the house. We're going out. There's a big outdoor party. They COVID test you. It's outside. Wear a mask. It's all good. You're vaccinated, so you're 80% good. Moderna. And I said, fuck it. I'm going out. I want to live life. So I drive all the way. I get stuck in traffic. 4 hours later, I get to my boy's house, ready to go out to some party. Two shuttle vans full of people. I don't even know these people that I'm going out with, but I'm like, fuck it. You need to go socialize. We're social monkeys. We are designed that way. And that's why that we are the apex predator on Earth, because we're the species that can work together. And that's what makes us so successful, because we're actually really quite vulnerable. If you just threw us naked out in the jungle, we'd be fucked. But if you throw 100 of us naked in the jungle, we would survive. So anyway, I come all the way out and then I get here to my boy's house. All right, let's fucking go out, man. Let's do it. And all of a sudden, all these people start showing up at his house to go out, and I'm so annoyed. Like, I'm talking 21-year-old chicks on their Instagram vaping, immediately walking in like, oh my God, like selfieing and turning the camera on me. And I'm just like, oh, no. I'm not getting in a shuttle van with these fucking drunk girls half my age to go to some party an hour away and be stuck in a van with them. Like, I was annoyed within 30 seconds. I couldn't handle it, right? So all these people start showing up and everybody's just loud in each other's face, and I just don't know these people. So I go hide in my friend's spare bedroom, and they're like knocking on the door, like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, nothing. So I just didn't want to, I couldn't handle it. I was freaking the fuck out. And All of a sudden, I tell my boy, I'm like, I'm not going out, man. I'm going to fucking stay home with your two dogs. Oh, somebody's here. There's the dogs. There goes the dogs. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey, Maya?
What's up?
What's up? I'm going to hit pause. I'm at my boy's and his, someone that works with them showed up. Okay, sorry, yeah, I'm at my friend's house. Okay, so this is where I'm at. I'm sleeping on my friend's fucking, this is what I do now. I live out in Joshua Tree, but I gave up my crib in LA, and I'm not complaining. I fucking am chilling. I bring around a single, like, small, single, fold-out, Tempur-Pedic little mattress, and I sleep on my friend's floors. I'm 46 years old. But then I got a beautiful house in the desert that I spend most of my time. But when I come to LA, I'm trying to save $3,000 a month. At the end of the year, that's a fucking lot of money. So I sleep on friends' floors. And that's where I'm at. And I'm a vagabond. Anyway, I was talking about... Oh God, really? Really? Oh yeah, acclimating to society. And I'm just can't even fucking, and it's not the other people's fault. I mean, it's not, it's just what it is, but this has just been the weirdest year, obviously. And now I'm a ambivert. You know what an ambivert is? It's not an introvert or an extrovert. An ambivert is both. I think I'm both, because I could totally socialize with a couple cockies. That's a cocktail. But I'm also very much a recluse. And I think spending a lot of time alone lately, I'm scared that I'm not just going to become that guy that disappears in the desert. Fuck that. I need to keep going. So anyway, whatever. I'm wondering if any of y'all are having a hard time just like hanging out with people. Like if you're an empath, it's very difficult. And I think I suffer from hypersensitivity, like a little bitch. So therefore, I am too sensitive. And when people are going 100 miles an hour, I'm just like, I can't fucking be around people. And I end up just, and it's not their fault. People are just, it's all good. Like, I'm high energy. I get it. I think that's why psychology 101 would say that's why it annoys me, because I'm that way. But whatever, we don't need to go down that regalia. And then the other thing I was going to talk about was, wow. I just said it in the beginning. I was like, remind me, how are you going to remind me? Because you can't talk to me. I got my vaccine, one of them. Got the second one coming up. I'm pro-vax. A lot of people are like, oh, it's only been a year. How could the science be right? Well, actually, to be real, they've been working on vaccines for a similar virus for a very long time, and this is just a different version, so it's not like this came out of a vacuum. So sorry, I'm going with the science. Not only that, but I could travel internationally and hopefully go to Burning Man, which I believe they're going to require a vaccine. So fuck you, I'm getting vaccinated. It's one of those weird things where it's like to each their own, you know, live and let live, but your choice is affecting other people, and the same people that are complaining about, oh, I want everything to open up, but they won't get vaccinated. Well, you need to look at that. And here's another funny one is the people who are conspiracy theorists who think that they say, oh, China made this. And then the next sentence they say is it's just the flu. Well, make up your mind. It's not, it can't be both. The hypocritical shit, and I'm a hypocrite, so I can call it out. Is gnarly. Fake shamans. So I'm obsessed with this topic. Living in LA, San Francisco, a lot of years, 30 years of my life plus, 34 years of my life. I am around a lot of new age narcissistic bullshit hucksters. And that's what's really funny is that's what I get to play in this movie with Diane Keaton, name drop, watch your toes. I get to play a fake shaman like Tulum dressed, you know, hipster with the jewelry and the fucking sanctimonious I'm better than you shit, which is really problematic to me. I'm obsessed with this topic. I like to say I want to surround myself with people asking questions, not people who are telling you what it is, right? Anybody who's like, I got the answers and whip out your credit card, you need to run the other way. And there's a lot of those people that like are just narcissistic, new age hucksters that say, oh, this is, it's just for some reason, it really, really bothers me. And I don't know why I let it bother me, but I do. And I feel like there's so much of that online. Like, you could do it, man. Set a goal. you know, set a goal. And I think setting intentions is different than setting a goal. You could set an intention when you go into a ceremony or if you go into a meeting, set an intention. But like, I've never been good with plans and it's worked out for me. I don't want to set, I'm probably very lucky because I'm like a white American man. So I've been giving all the opportunities. So I want to be sensitive to that. But my life has just been very fortuitous. I'm sorry to use these big snazzy words. If you don't know what fortuitous means, it means not by design. That means that everything's just kind of happened. It's happenstance. It's just happened for me because I put myself out there and I've just kind of go with the flow. And if I see a window, I jump through it. And that's how I live my life. And it's worked out very well for me. There's been ups and downs, don't get me wrong. But I've been very lucky. But luck is opportunity meets preparation, I think, too. But it's also a lot to do with the cards you're dealt when you're born. And I'm very hyper-cognizant of the fact that I am very, like, you know, in the higher percentile of opportunities being, like, a white American man. Even though I'm half Jewish, 51% Jewish, which means I'm technically more Jewish than not, which is really confusing because I look like I'm white, kind of. I got a big nose, but I look like I'm white. So I'm treated white in the world, but really I'm a Jew, which are the most hated people on the planet. There's so much anti-Semitism, especially in this country, in the Western world, all over the world. Like, Jews are just hated the most for some reason. And I always wondered, is Jew part of jewelry? I don't know if they're connected, because there are a lot of jewelers in New York that were Jewish. I'm not sure if there's a connection there. Maybe I'm, that's apophenia, my favorite word, making connections that aren't there, which is, funny enough, the big problem with conspiracy theorists is that they're making connections that aren't there. They want to make sense of things that are just random. So anyway, yeah, I'm having a hard time dealing with people. I can handle people in small doses, so I think it's just a matter of, like, it's just hanging out with people in little chunks. But, like, I find myself just retreating and being alone and sitting in my car, and then I think I suffer from mild depression. I think it's in my family. So, and I'll be completely transparent. I quit smoking weed, like, when I was 40. I'm 46. And about 6 months ago, I started eating gummy edibles, but, like, really small amount, like 5 milligram gummy edibles. Because edibles fuck you up if you don't smoke weed or do weed. Edibles rock you. And I've just been doing little mini edibles, and it's, like, really nice. Like, at night, and I sleep better, and it kind of just gives you a different perspective. You look at life through a different lens, and I'm enjoying, and I'm not smoking, which is good for your lungs. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's a lot better than taking pharmaceuticals or SSRIs or any antidepressants. I remember at one point I was prescribed Wellbutrin and Effexor, and those, I'd rather, like, eat a gummy than do that bullshit. I heard today that 1/3 of Americans, and who knows about surveys, but that 1/3 of Americans are suffering from anxiety and depression from this pandemic. And that makes sense, man. When I drive around LA, like, the level of stress, and it's always been crazy in LA, but fucking people are going crazy. You ever look at that? There's a Reddit subreddit called, like, public freakouts. Oh my God. Please do yourself a favor and go look at it. An alarming rate of people just snapping everywhere, like, but not just snapping, like, animal primal shit, which Sigmund Freud always said that human beings, I'm going to misquote him, are savage animals who he doesn't trust. And right after he said that and everyone discredited him, like, World War II started. And just, you know, that was the craziest war ever. I think it was worse than World War I. And he was like, see, people are animals. And, you know, I feel he's right. And then there's this amazing documentary. I'm sure you've heard of Can't Get You Out of My Head from Adam Curtis. Well, he has I can't recommend it. It's like 9 hours long on a BBC thing, but you could find it on YouTube. Can't Get You Out of My Head. If you want to go deep into the big picture shit, really, I recommend that. He did another one called The Century of Self, which explains Sigmund Freud and his nephew. Fuck, what's his nephew's name? Oh, shit. Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays was his nephew who took his uncle Sigmund Freud's playbook and about human psychology and the lizard brain in the primal way that we think and applied it to advertising. And then politicians and people hired him to work to help campaign. And I genuinely believe that Trump and his cronies took the playbook from Edward Bernays and knew how to play into people's emotions and tap into their deepest fears and anger and racism and xenophobia. And it worked like a fucking charm. You know, you create an enemy, and you scare the shit out of people. It's like, oh, the brown people are coming. We got to make America great again and save America. First of all, we're all immigrants, and this whole country's full of slaves, immigrants, and there's one other word I'm forgetting. But this country was founded on that, so you can't have that Mayflower mentality of like, we were here first. It's like, no, the Native Americans were here first. We're immigrants. The Irish were here from the potato famine. The Jews here came here from being scared to shit. If they lucky enough, like my family was lucky enough and smart enough to get the fuck out of Dodge, to get out of Lithuania and Eastern Europe to come to America first. Oh, hang on. The dog walker's back. I got to pause and come back. Okay, third time's a charm. Yeah, Edward Bernays, Century of Self, cannot recommend it enough. Any Adam Curtis documentary I really recommend highly. So check that out if you're interested in that topic of sort of manipulation of the masses through psychology, through Sigmund Freud. So you could argue Sigmund Freud wasn't right about everything, or Carl Jung, but there's definitely a lot of truth to it. So if you're interested in that topic, go check out on YouTube I think it's just Century of Self, and it talks all about it. What else is crack-a-lackin'? Isn't it funny how ain't that the pot calling the kettle black type thing? What's that politician's name? I don't want to talk about politics, but it's really interesting. I'm going to just Google the news because I'm sure it'll be the first story. The Florida governor who's in trouble for, the Florida governor, Matt Gaetz, whatever. They just put a billboard up that said Matt Gaetz will date your daughter, and dates in parentheses or quotes. Anyway, it's just so funny how these people that point, and this isn't even Democrat or Republican. First of all, fuck all politicians, all right? Like, I'd like to think I'm a centrist that leans left, but there's definitely, as a hippie from San Francisco who believes in gay marriage, women's rights to abortion, and science, I'm rolling with the leaning left a little bit. But then there's obviously some things that, you know, big business. Anyway, let's not talk about it. But anyway, it's always the fucking ones. Like, it's always the ones, the church, like, you know, the church. That's why it's so funny what QAnon always, like, he's like, pedophiles, the Democrats and celebrities are pedophiles. No, there's pedophiles everywhere, and we can all agree they're the worst, and stop trying to make yourself a fucking hero, and you're projecting. You're projecting because you're, why are you even thinking about that shit? There's pedophiles in the fucking church. There's pedophiles in fucking athletic department in school or any teacher. There's pedophiles in fucking gymnastics. There's pedophiles in the Boy Scouts. Did I already say that? There's pedophiles everywhere, and they're sick, and it's not like you can just be like Democrats and celebrities, and the ones that are pointing the finger the most are the ones that are doing it, like him. It's almost like when people are homophobic and like, oh, I hate gay people. Well, you're probably gay, bro. You hate yourself. But what do I fucking know? I don't know shit. I'm an idiot. Can I recommend the most important book of all time, The Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu? I can't pronounce his name wrong. Don't want to be racist. Lao Tzu, The Tao Te Ching, is the most important book you could read because it has no dogma attached to it. And it's similar to Buddhism or Confucianism, which is basically more of a way of life than like, oh, God's judging and you're going to hell and, you know, or heaven based on your actions and all that bullshit evangelical American craziness. Another fun fact, America for the first time is less people going to church, less than more. For the first time ever, religion is slowly dying. Is it Dostoevsky, whatever his name is, said God is dead? Is that him? And I'm not bashing God. If there is a God, and why is it a man? If anything, God would be a woman, I think. God would be a woman for sure, right? I mean, Mother Earth, like, it's Father Time, Mother Earth. I think that God would be a woman. And here's another interesting thing that I have a beef with about organized religion. If there is a God, why would he pick one religion? If it's Muslim or Catholic or Christian or Judaism or whatever, what, he's just for them? So if you're Catholic, then you're negating all the other religions, which means that God is just yours and not the rest of the world. That's sort of naive to think that it's just your God and not the other one. Like, no. It's Muhammad. It's not Jesus. It's like, well, if there's a God over the earth, why wouldn't it be all encompassing? But that's a touchy subby. That's a touchy subject that I'm sure a lot of you are getting mad about. But yeah, I'm not atheist. I'm agnostic. I don't know. I'm really embracing the I don't know part of my life. Like I, in my 30s, I was like, oh, this is what it is. And then that's, which is why it bothers me when people act like they know everything, because I was that guy. And as you get older, you're just like, man, I don't know shit. I just want to learn. I'm a curious monkey. Fucking, I don't have the answers. I got questions, and we're all teachers and students, baby. Sorry if this shit ain't funny lately. I'm just not, like, life ain't funny lately, really. So when I when I get a little fucking idea in my head about all this stuff, because this is the kind of shit you think about when you isolate for too long. This is the kind of stuff that comes up. So I'm just being real, just sharing what I'm thinking about, baby. I've been working out. I'm such a narcissist. Oh, I've been working out. But I've been working out. Pull-ups, push-ups, cardio. And it's all you got to do in your 40s, baby. And it's, if you're in your 40s like me, it's mini workouts. You don't go to the gym for an hour. This is what the data and science say, if you believe in that. Throughout the day, like every 30 minutes, knock out, you know, 30 push-ups. I have a pull-up bar at my house. So every time I walk by the pull-up bar, I knock out 10 pull-ups. And I'm noticing a little definition in my back, baby. I'm fucking getting ripped. I'm getting fucking crispy, baby. Yeah, Joshua Tree compound's coming along. It's coming along. It's getting dope. I just hung up the hammock zone. And I guess that's about where we'll wrap this one up. It's just a shorty. It's just an LA rant, baby. I'm sitting here drinking my lemon water with Himalayan sea salt and apple cider vinegar. I'm trying to just do a fucking be healthy. And, well, I love you guys, man. Just was doing a little check-in. I love y'all. Keep it crispy. And guess what? Suck it around it. Thank you.
all we do with these arguments is dig a deeper ditch. I swear that we keep concluding that this is a lost cause. So let's drop the illusion and just leave it for what it was. You gotta let go, let go, let go of betrayal. And just move on, move on. There's no need for looking back. You gotta let go, let go, let go of betrayal. And just move on, move on. There's no need for looking back. Holding on will hold you 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 back. You gotta let go. Let go of betrayal. And just move on, move on. There's no need for looking back. You gotta let go, let go, let go of betrayal. And just move on, move on. There's no need for looking back.